Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Wednesday, July 19th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hi. How you doing, Melody?
I'm doing just great, thank you. And most listeners are tuning in at this time because usually Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs is here on Wednesdays, but we had a little bit of a change. She will be here Friday. She'll be here Friday live on the first segment of the program as we cleared today's hour for Greg Hunter will be joining us today, Butch.
Yes, yeah, looking forward to that. I really am.
Yes, and I know one of his topics that I hope he's going to be talking about is the possible strike coming from UPS. So
yes.
It is a big deal, and I talked to him last week, and he's got some pretty interesting information to provide. So I believe Todd is trying to get a hold of him now. And I think he probably does. Let me go ahead and do the market report real quick now, ladies and gentlemen. You have gold up pretty much flat today at $1,979. Silver's up 11 pennies at $25.23. Platinum was down $10 at $983, with palladium down 17, $1,339. USDX today is trading up 0.36. Silver 100.30. Crude oil was down 46 cents at 75.29. Paper markets today, you had the Dow jumped a little over 100 points for the eighth straight winning day. This is a first since 2019. Well, look what happened after 2019. 35,060. S&P was up 10. NASDAQ up 4. Asian markets, Hang Seng was lower by 63 points. All else was positive. Europe saw the same thing, everything positive. Just barely, though, a point here. 7 points in France, you know. Germany was down 16. 10-year yield, 3.74. That was down just a fraction. And natural gas unchanged at 2.62. So there we have it. And I do think we have Greg Hunter. I'm not sure if we do.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Greg. Hi.
How you doing?
Been listening.
And, yes, I am. I am listening to you, and Yes, we have, you know, you've talked about the supply chain, and now we have Yellow Freight System. They have some Teamsters working for them, and they have stopped, they're deferring their required contributions for June and July, and potentially resulting in a strike by some of its Teamsters workforce. So guess what? If the Teamsters go on strike with UPS, they're striking because of, the simple version of all this is because of wages. And half of, you don't know this, but half of UPS workforce is part-time. Okay. And, they want $25 an hour. I think they're getting $15. So, but they if you're part-time, you do get benefits after 90 days. This is some ugly stuff in an already depreciated supply chain because of so many people are working chronically ill, according to Ed Dowd. And Ed Dowd's out, and the trend, he's out. He's pretty sure the trend is increasing, even if it stays flat. Okay, even if we do a same as we did last year, 2022. He had 30% of the workforce either died or is so disabled it cannot come to work, or it comes to work and it's working chronically ill. He thinks the trend is up. It's going up, and that makes sense. My sources say that we're not going to get peak disability. You don't get sick and die. You don't get die and get sick. You get sick and die, right? And so he thinks one of my sources says peak disability is sometime in mid-2024. And that's why this is such an important story, because of its effect on all the economy, the CV-19 bioweapon vax. We just had a county in Florida vote to say, yes, it is indeed a bioweapon. Which means they could seize it. The sheriff could seize them. This is an awful thing. And nobody wants to talk about it. What? All these people being disabled? I mean, nobody wants to talk about it. You can't talk bad about these bioweapon vaccines because so many people are compromised and bribed. And I got to tell you, Pastor Butch, these reverends, the men of the cloth, they have some big, powerful, awful things to answer to, not stepping out in front of this and saying
Amen.
No.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
Not no. Hell no. You don't Amen. Get that. You don't change your DNA. What did they have? We had Franklin Graham. We had Jeffers down in Texas. He wouldn't give a religious exemption. Instead of stepping out in front of it and saying no, not no, hell no, do not get this. And from the very beginning, that I was saying that this changes your DNA, and I had these trolls come on. I would post these comments on my site, right? And so the comments I'd post would be these guys saying, I said, really? It doesn't do it? Well, I'll tell you what. I will retract this. As soon as you get Zach Towle, the MD and chief medical officer at Moderna, to retract his statement about how their technology edits your DNA, I'll be happy to take this off. Crickets. And what does it do? They wanted to call it gene therapy. Bull pucky on that. It is gene editing. Okay?
That's right.
And let me tell you something. Please suck this in. Take this in. And I want to give you a little prelude before I say this, okay? And most people cannot comprehend this. And they're like, no, it's crazy. It's not crazy. It's in the patents. What I'm about to tell you is in the patents. I had one guy say, well, the patents are really just kind of a loose idea. They are patenting this idea so nobody can steal it. They think it's so important. The patents are the roadmap, and they're the license of, we got this down, we're patenting this, we are owning this. That's the patents. So when you find something in a patent, holy crap, they've got it down. We've got it perfected. This is where we're going to own this. Got it?
Right.
You with me? Okay.
Right.
Absolutely.
This is in the patents. mRNA in these shots is a self-organizing. Okay? Let's stop right there. Self-organizing. Remember when they used to tell, it has to be cold. Really cold. It's got to be cold. It's got to be cold. It's got to be cold. Why were they saying that? Because they didn't want it self-organizing. Why would it have to be any colder than the penicillin or any other vaccine or any other thing of a biological form? Because it's bio and tech. Self-organizing, electromagnetic, wait for it, device. You had a self-organizing electromagnetic device. Edit shot into your body.
There he did, yes. Yes.
That's to edit your DNA. Now, Pastor Butch, you know that part in the Bible, and I'm not a Bible expert, where Jesus says, I didn't know you, I don't know you. Mm-hmm. What do you suppose he might be meaning by that? I don't know you. I don't know you. What do you suppose that would mean?
Well, the same thing happened when Noah, when the earth was disturbed by water. Their DNA had been changed from the fallen angels, and that's what's happened today. They're changing DNA.
Yeah, what happened after that? We got a big
old
flood, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
God was a little peed off. Well, here's another one for you. Here's another one. Remember that story about the two sons, and one of them gives up his birthright?
Yep.
For a bowl of soup?
Yep.
Okay. Now, let's just take that out and bring it up to modern time here, okay? I wouldn't go any cruise. Hey, I wouldn't get... What's your birthright to have everlasting life with Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? All you got to do is say, I believe in Jesus. I mean, it is really as simple as can be. It's so stupid. It's beyond stupid. It's so stupid. It's so stupid simple that it's so easy. Wait, all I got to do for everlasting life is to say Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And yes, Jesus is real and so is the Bible. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Amen.
Okay, so let's go back in biblical days and go, what was he trying to tell us when those two sons, and one of them gave up his birthright for a cup of soup? Gave up something stupid for, you know, he gave up a massive birthright for a cup of soup. Oh, you mean like, I'm going to go on a cruise. Sure, give me all my shots. I'm going to travel. I need to keep my job. Okay, sure, stick whatever you want in. What's in it? I didn't know you. Go ahead. I want to have my job. Wait. I want to be cool. I want to make sure I'm doing... Are you with me on this?
Yep. Sure.
What is Jesus... Now, tell me the conversation, Pastor. When you're standing in front of your baker and Jesus says, I don't know who you are. What do you mean? Didn't I pray to you? Didn't I go to church? And I don't know who you are. What does that mean?
That's just what it says it means.
I think it might be you changed my creation.
That could be part of it, for sure.
You took your creation and changed yourself and vaxxed your kids and yourself so you could go on a damn cruise.
That could be very, very much part of it.
You think?
I think it'd be really big.
I'm getting really biblical, but I'm sorry.
I think
I spent a lot of time thinking about this.
It ties into the Mark the Beast system for sure.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you look on my website, you don't see Google. I don't see YouTube. You don't see AdSense. You know why they kicked me off? Because I wasn't going to cash a paycheck on keeping quiet about these awful shots, which are awful. And this is the things you never hear thing, right? Right? Okay, here are the things you never hear. Okay, here's one. I'm so glad I got all those shots. I can't stand it. I love it. I got two shots and two boosters, and I'm so happy I got it. Things you never hear. Here's what I do hear. Oh, man, I had somebody write me the other night, says Greg Hunter. Because I would not bend, I did not bend the knee on this. I did not bend the knee. I got constantly hassled by YouTube and AdSense. And then one day, poof, they took all my videos down. I mean, I had, I had 300,000 subscribers. And, of course, they were lying about that, too, because they lie about everything. I think I had 900 million video views. Poof, bye, gone. Goodbye, poof. Then I had AdSense, which I was, that's easy when you just sign up for AdSense. They put the ads on, and then they would just constantly, you said something. You doesn't fit our standards. You mean the truth doesn't fit your standards. I broke whatever their stupid policies are, which is the truth. Now, you had misinformation. Really, what is it? I'm a reporter. I want to correct it. What is it? Crickets. Crickets. What is it? I want to know what it is. Oh, you mean that thing about editing your DNA? Oh, that wasn't true? That wasn't true? Oh, yeah, it did turn out to be true. Oh, the PCR test is a lying piece of junk test, and you shouldn't be using it because it has all these false positives. Oh, yeah. That thing about asymptomatic, right? You're positive, but you're asymptomatic. Oh, really? Hey, I've got bubonic plague, but I'm asymptomatic. Doesn't that sound stupid? Because it is.
True.
So I'm telling you, so now we're down to what's the result of these shots. And we're talking about the freight lines, and they're going on strike. And we have, according to Ed Dowd, using, you know, Bureau of Labor Statistics data and also actuarials from insurance companies, this is the best data. And I think he said this to me before, he's underreporting it. But he, in 2022 alone, just in that year, last year, 30% of the workforce is either dead, cannot go to work, completely disabled, or working, quote, chronically ill, end quote. Have you seen the way people are driving on the road? Any of you experienced the goofiest stuff you've ever seen behind the wheel?
Yeah, but I live down here in Ocean City, and that's kind of common anymore. But no, people are nuts.
No. I've seen the goofiest things I've ever seen. I've seen people, you know, the light turns red on their side, and 3 seconds later, they just drive right through it. I mean, I watch this. I don't go when the light turns green. I look both ways to make sure somebody isn't going to pile and T-bone me. I can't tell you how many a total loss vehicle. I got a friend of mine that sells insurance in the area, and she says, oh, my God, you know, we used to have these accidents in town. You know, the speed limit's 35. Okay, so you might be doing 45, right? So the speed limit's 35. Well, I can't tell you how many total loss vehicles, both vehicles, total loss in a city accident.
Wow.
Total loss. I can't tell you how many. I talked to my insured. I just didn't see the light. Are you vaxxed? Yes. I just didn't see it. I just drove right through it at 55 miles an hour. I mean, this is awful. So now you add in a strike with UPS, which handles 60% of the shipping. I think, okay, well, I don't use UPS. I use FedEx and, you know, all that. And, you know, they've lost some contracts, UPS has gone to FedEx. And then the U.S. Post Office, like, they'll work faster and harder and really pick it up, won't they? Yeah. You knock out 60% of the shipping, and then you have yellow freight lines. Oh, whoa, it gets better. And then, the pilots, they're Teamsters, too. So now you have air freight. I mean, this is a giant, if this thing goes through, holy cow. I mean, don't expect FedEx and the post office to pick up the slack, because they can't. They can't. That's why I've been telling people, I don't know if you saw this on my site, every week I've been saying, listen, I got 5 sponsors. That's what I had to go to. I had to go to a boutique advertising model, but that's okay. I could get to choose exactly who's on. I don't have any, you know, goofy LGBT, where I have to pretend, you know, that Bruce Jenner is Caitlyn. You have to comply to the lie. Listen, if Bruce, honey, if you want to walk around with a dress on and falsies and a wig and not own up the fact you were the 1976 decathlon winner, this is the crazy thing, right? Because not only do they believe it, but damn it, you got to believe it. Okay, that's like me walking in a room with a Thor outfit on and a hammer, and I walk into your office and go, hey, Pastor Butch, Melody, I'm Thor.
Okay.
No, I'm Thor. My hammer can destroy an M1A1 tank, and I can fly through the sky. I'm Thor. Listen, I'm Thor. I believe I'm Thor. Now, you would think I was crazy, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Would you think I was crazy? Because I'm not Thor. Okay, now let's add this now. Now you have to believe I'm Thor. Wait, no, you got to believe I'm Thor.
That's what they're saying.
Okay, and you would say, so not only am I crazy, you have to believe the crazy. You have to comply with the lie. Just like the voter fraud. How dare you question our voter fraud? We're going to throw you in jail, J6 people.
Yep.
There's where we are. You know, that's what, you know, Christ said, you know, that it'll be in the end of days. The truth will be viewed as bad, and the lies will be viewed as truth or whatever. Right. I mean, Pastor Butch, help me.
Yep. Well, they said there'd be evil spoken of, and yes, and they would call good evil and evil good.
So that's why hopefully you've gotten some people on your, you know, that call and say, hey, you know, this strike's going to happen. I wasn't going to buy any precious metals, Melody, but Greg says we never get complaints from you. That's the truth. And I'm going to buy some now. Hopefully you've gotten some of that. You should.
Oh, I haven't. Yeah, there's no issues with product at all. And we use a lot of FedEx. Our larger orders, we use FedEx. So.
are you getting some more people? Anybody saying that I've been talking about the strike and maybe they should get something now before the strike happens? I think the strike is going to happen, but I could be wrong. Right now, they're having work stoppages and slowdowns right now. That's how you know it's real. Because they're not going to work right up to the 31st and then go on strike. They're going to start. When they find out there's going to be no deal.
Hey, Greg, I hear music, so that means we're heading into a break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes, so please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, along with our very special guest, Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com. Please make sure you go to his website and sign up. And Greg, you just have some incredible interviews, and everyone just loves your end-of-the-week review. It's powerful.
I spent a lot of time on that. I probably spend more time on that than everything because I work on it all week long, and then I try to encapsulate the week, and then I have to read what's important. Sometimes I don't. I mean, I didn't really cover the cocaine stuff for Hunter Biden. What I covered was they just walk out and tell the most outrageous lies. I mean, they just sit there. Okay, wait a minute. So the Secret Service does not know who brought a controlled felony substance into the White House, just shut down the investigation. Oh, really? Okay, so either the Secret Service are completely incompetent buffoons, and I don't believe that, or somebody shut them down. Now, which is it? I mean, they didn't lie.
If they're incompetent, they should all be fired.
That's right, and you know they're not. I mean, Dan Bongino, who has worked in the White House and he was protected the president and was a Secret Service agent, says that he's gotten 50 emails and people just so they're just pissed. They actually care about their job. Oh, imagine that. law enforcement that actually cares about their job. Well, the Secret Service apparently does. And many in the FBI do, but you know that what's controlling them is pure evil. I mean, it's just pure evil. It's unbelievable. I mean, but I wanted to come back to this thing, and this is a very important marker. It's not so much the I got to give credit to Fox because mostly what they do is disinformation and complete BS. But Jesse Waters pushed this probably, and they did a FOIA on the Freedom of Information Act for Anthony Fauci's protection now that he is retired, highest paid government official by far. He got a piece of the action on everything, and I think a lot of other people did too. That's why he's protected. And I mean, we're talking in the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. He got a piece of the action on everything, and he didn't care whether people died or not. And obviously that's true because we've got a bunch of people disabled and murdered from this bioweapon vax that didn't help a single person. And bioweapons don't help people. You can't get a bioweapon. Anyway, this bioweapon will help you a little bit. No, it won't. But this is a very important marker on the road to perdition, and that is the headline just reads, retired Fauci, Anthony Fauci, who was the tip of the spear on the vax and the, you know, Wuhan gain of function, which where they paid for it. It wouldn't come from a meat market or some stupid, another stupid lie that they pranced out in front of everybody that's unbelievably moronic. But anyway, Fauci enjoys taxpayer-funded, check this out, presidential-level security. U.S. Marshals provide limousine transportation and 24/7 protection. Listen, if you're a cabinet member, a former cabinet member, you don't get that. I don't think the vice president gets that. I don't. Pence doesn't get that. I don't think senators get that. But Fauci, he gets that. Now, what in the heck do they think is going to happen to Fauci that he needs that kind of protection? And I'll tell you what I think it is. I think that at some point we're going to reach critical mass, and people are going to realize, oh my God, what's been done to me? And when I had Cliff High on a long time ago, of course he thinks Jesus is a space alien, and of course I have to disagree with him there. But anyway, when he was doing just data mining, he came up with some incredible pieces of data, and one of the pieces of data was 19 out of 20 Democrats were the quote-unquote true believers. And Antifa took this, and Black Lives Don't Matter, because they don't. Houses matter to Black Lives Don't Matter. They didn't really help black people. But anyway, what they did was they almost 100%, almost 100% took this. Now, can you imagine what's going to happen to the people that did this? Not everybody's going to have a case of Stockholm Syndrome. They're not going to protect their abusers. Can you imagine what's going to happen when they realize that they had a bioweapon injected into them with a self-organizing electromagnetic device and it was never going to help them? Can you imagine how pissed what's left is going to be? Holy cow. Okay? Now look what's happening to the actors. They're on strike. You know what they've been doing out there in Hollywood land? You know, this is what the devil does. You don't expect me to take care of you. See, God, Jesus, if you're a good servant, he'll take care of you, right? If you're a good servant, take care of you. Even if you sin, he'll take care of you. Devil, oh. So they're taking pictures of these actors, and you can see them getting their picture. They pay them a day's pay, and then they do AI, take every angle that they can so they can regenerate their likeness, and they say they're not going to pay these actors. And their voice, I mean, I think the thing, AI, just like radio back in the olden days, the microphone, radio, beautiful radio recordings, the 30s, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, beautiful radio, long before television, they had the audio down. Well, just like AI, they had the audio down, and I think this thing that Trump, oh, I didn't declassify, I think that's AI generated. They're going to generate AI voice and image of these actors and not pay them. They don't need them anymore.
That's true. Very true.
Oh, you got all the shots they required in SAG and AFTRA. Same thing with the stupid lying legacy media that all got vaxxed up to keep their job. They have AI Alley on the radio right now in Oregon, Portland, Oregon, I believe it is, answering phone calls, giving away tickets, talking to callers and AI Alley. We don't need you anymore. Have another booster. Wait till they figure out they've been double-crossed. Wait for it. It's coming.
Will they ever figure it out, though?
Oh, yes, they will. Yes, they will. Nobody is that stupid. Nobody
really,
is that
Greg?
Stupid. You have
really?
Steve Kirsch. Steve Kirsch used to be a huge Democrat. He invented the optical mouse. and he has his Substack, and he was a Democrat. Oh, not anymore! I don't know if he's a dyed-in-the-wool right-winger, but he's not a Democrat anymore. You know, look at, what's his name? The big Democrat on Jimmy Dore. You know, we started cracking when he was on Rogan and saying, I've had the spike protein. You should see, 2 years ago, you should hear him talk about how stupid everybody was not getting the vax and how he was on the Democrat thought plantation. And, woohoo, not anymore! Go dial up Jimmy Dore and see what he's talking about. Oh, holy cow. You think, is this guy's a Democrat? Really? Not anymore? He's just ripping up. He got a million subscribers to his channel, Jimmy Dore. He's a smart guy. But he's, oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. I mean, really, it's quite unbelievable. You know, this is going to reach critical mass. I mean, every day there's something. I mean, they can't. What did Ed Dowd say? He says, you know, you cannot run from the data. You can't rump the data. You can't hide something this big. And here's why I say that. If you look at, and Carrie Kingston says this is a good number. And she said that the CDC said 676 million Americans, 676 million injections, I should say. There's only 330 million Americans, but there have been 676 million CV-19 bioweapon vax injections.
Wow.
Think about that number. 58% got at least three shots. If you average it all out to our entire population, 2.7 shots per person. And don't tell me about the whole, I got my bad batch. It was all bad. 30% are placebos. Died. You cannot back that up. Sorry, that didn't happen. If you got four shots, three shots, you didn't step in line and ring the bell on a placebo on three shots over however many months you got this. You didn't get three placebos, sorry. One shot is lethal. And you did get self-organizing electromagnetic device injected into, particularly if you got the quote-unquote booster. Now, you think about those numbers. 13.3 billion in the Western world, worldwide, 13.3 billion CV-19 bioweapon injections. That's a big number. Those are big numbers. Let's say that, I mean, you know, they could end up killing 100 million Americans. That makes the gas chambers, that makes the Nazis look like pikers. Oh, so gauche. You were forcing them into gas chamber and have all that, all those awful, all the awful, you know, the dust and ashes all over the place. And it's just so gauche. We can get people to take this on their own and they'll process their own deaths and then they'll cover us. They'll for a while anyway, they'll cover us. You kill somebody's entire family, and, you know, they want to go 700, Remington 700 on you. Right?
I think so.
I mean, right? I mean, not everybody's going to go, oh, it's okay, you killed my kids, it's all right. You told me to vax my children, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. No problem. Here's one for you. Cody Incy, former Iowa offensive lineman. This guy can kick you, you know, bend bars. Well, he could. He dead at 23. What happened? Don't know. We have don't know. We don't know. Normal. You know how many times somebody kills over dead, and they have no idea. Nobody cares. Oh, he just died. Just unlucky. Happens all the time. But you can't say that over and over again. You can't do that over and over and over and over again. You know, that's it. That gets beyond too stupid, you know, to be stupid. Or this meteorologist at CBS, it's just this week, 51, how'd you die? Don't know, just died. Every one of them was vaxxed at CBS. Every one of them had to get vaxxed. Right?
Yep. Wow.
I mean, a lovely Substack is, wait, I've had him on a couple of times. See. HRISTIAN. Mark Christian Miller, I'm sorry. Crispin. RISPIN. There's a reason why I'm going to do this. Miller. Ah, stop it. CRIS. N. Miller. Ah, here we go, his Substack. And here he has every week, and it's a tremendous amount of work to do this. He is a professor of media and also at NYU, and also an expert on propaganda. They won't let him teach the propaganda course anymore, okay? They won't do it anymore. They won't let him do that. And so, and then they vaxxed all these animals, and they're all dying suddenly just for no reason. Oh, well, they died. And then you have his, you know, died suddenly, you know, dedicated to people who died suddenly. And he does like 30 countries around the world, including the United States and Canada. You know, and they have every week line. Then he started listing these crazy wrecks where somebody drives into the other lane on the straightaway for no reason at 80 miles an hour and just T-bones, you know, goes head on into somebody. And, you know, there's all these different people that just died. Well, how did they die? You know what's missing? Cause of death. They don't tell you. We don't know. It wasn't listed. How did a 48-year-old trans actor die? He just died. Have some privacy for the family. Details immediately were not of no immediate details on the cause of death. You know, Young and the Restless star actor, 66, died. No immediate cause of death. We don't know. Have no. Oh, one's a cancer. Of course, if you get this stuff, you have turbo cancers. That's according to Ryan Cole and many other doctors. You know, this is unbelievable amount of people. This is just the people that you know. I tell you, I have people all the time. This is the people that are semi-famous or famous, some young soccer player or some actor or some, you know, some producer. 43, just died. Eva Maria Daniels, she just died. News was announced. She was a friend. She was great. No cause of death reported. Just keeled over dead over and over again. No cause of death. Aren't you just a little freaked out, like why some 43-year-old in perfect health just dies in their sleep? Aren't you just a little bit, you know, won't you want to know something about that? And you're saying, well, when will this happen? And the answer is, my sources say by mid-2024, you'll get peak disability. And somewhere in 25 or 26 or 27, you'll get peak death because you get sick and die. You don't die and get sick. Although there's a lot of people who are dying. But and this is what Ed Dowd said in his work, who managed $14 billion, I say Ed Dowd, for BlackRock, and he's putting his number crunching. He was a number cruncher, So you guys still there? You guys there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Number cruncher. I guess here. Click. Click. Anyway, number cruncher says, you can't run away from this. You got the death, and they're bad. I understand that, but the disability is an exponent of the death. It's far greater. And that makes sense, right? You don't die and get sick. You get sick and die. And that's why you're going to get peak disability sometime in mid-2024. That's what they say. It might be later. But that doesn't it peaks and then it drops off to nothing. Oh, no, 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 no. No, it comes down on the other side just the way it went up. You know, so 2025 will look like 2023, right? 2022, we lost 30% of the workforce. Well, in 2026, are we going to get that again, 30% of what's left? Mm-hmm. Do you understand the world you're looking at?
Yep.
These are the numbers.
Yes.
676 million injection. Unless you think the CDC is crazy, well, let's say they're off by 30%. Okay, all right, let's say they are. So that's 400 million injections. That's a ton of people that are going to get sick and die. They're for sure going to get sick. Anyway,
and you know what's interesting, Greg? You know, they totally pulled off the Johnson & Johnson vaccine off the shelf. You don't hear anything about that. You don't hear anybody questioning that about those people who got that and what it's going to, you know, just nothing. It's just okay. It's off the mark.
I love
never
the phrase,
to be heard from again.
The one and done. I'm one and done. That's a nice little crisp little phrase. One and done. Okay, so which designer spike protein that according to Karen Kingston, they used, they had 7 patented and licensed designer spike proteins. Okay, which one did you get, or 2, or 3? Which ones did you get? I don't know. I don't know. I got a cruise to go on. I want to keep my job. You know, they're hiring back all the people that wouldn't get vaxxed. Oh, and the vaxxed pilots, let me tell you what a very important commodity is to the wealthy. And that is, oh, you want to fly my $90 million jet? Okay, you vaxxed? Yes. No. Get out. You're not going to fly for me. No, I don't want you. Thank you. Goodbye. They won't allow people to fly their expensive jets and their families. Oh, imagine that, vaxxed. Nope, sorry. No. Get out. Imagine that. I won't fly on an airplane.
Payday.
Well, I won't fly on an airplane. I had Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long tell me, who is a flight surgeon at Fort Rucker. She says it's going to... this is a good time.
Hold that for the end. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Okay. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. We have Greg Hunter here joining us from USAWatchdog.com. Heading into the break, you're going to tell us a story, Greg.
Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Lone, she said this off. Sometimes I get some of the best stuff off camera. And she says, you know, I won't fly, and I'll tell you why. Because and she's a flight surgeon, which means she's an MD and a flight surgeon, which means that she had her medical school training. You know, her college and medical school was at 8 years together. And then she gets another 2 years to be a flight surgeon. So she's 10 years, okay? And I got two stories to tell her. One of them includes a round of training at Fort Detrick, the bioweapons lab. Because, you know, the military pilots have to be able to handle knowing that they've had a bioweapon put on, if they land in a zone or if whatever, right? So she has to know how to treat, you know, bioweapon injuries. But she said, I won't fly, and the reason why I won't, because there are critical times at takeoff and landing. Critical times. She said, I know people say, well, there's a co-pilot. Well, yes. but there are critical times during takeoff and landing that if there is a mistake made, the co-pilot cannot correct for it, and there'll be a catastrophe. You heard it here first. You're going to hear this. This is going to happen. With these pilots the way they are, and they're not getting better. Okay? That's number one. Number two, she said, you know, I had to train as a flight surgeon at Fort Detrick. And she says, you know, and this is multiple years ago, she's she said that when I was there, 3 months or 6 months, I can't remember what the rotation was, but she had to sit there in class and learn about bioweapons and how they worked and what they did and how to, you know, to try to counteract them and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, to be a flight surgeon, you have to have this. And she says, you know what they kept, what I kept hearing? And I kept hearing this all the time, and oh my gosh, it finally dawned on me. This is years ago. If we could only inject it, they kept saying. If we could only inject it. Oh my God, they injected it. And now they're still injecting it in certain things, according to Elizabeth Eads and others, you know, like lidocaine and certain, you know, certain type of chemicals that they inject into your face and for certain types of fillers and blah, blah, blah. And I wouldn't have anything injected in me. I wouldn't have a flu shot. I would have anything. No, hell no. So, and that's how that is, right? And let me tell you, this is such a big deal. There's a huge financial component with this. It's going to touch and affect everything you do, everything you have. It's going to affect, down from getting groceries to your investments to inflation and deflation and war. And all this is going to have a huge, profound effect the rest of your lives, period. Period. And we haven't talked about the infertility, you know, and all the women, what it does to your eggs and what it does to your sperm and, you know, what it does to, you know, people who are vaxxed and, you know, you're 22? Yes, I'm 22. It's my body and my choice. Okay, honey. Did you get a vaccine? Yes, I got two vaxes and two boosters. Did your boyfriend get this too? Yes, he did. I wouldn't date him if he wouldn't get it. Oh, okay. You're not going to need abortion services. Thank you. Goodbye. You're neutered. Go away. Poof. Bye. Goodbye. You're done. Go away. Oh, and probably when you're making love to your boyfriend, you're probably having spike proteins injected into you. But okay, goodbye. Thanks a lot. Yeah, you did the right thing. This is the world we live in, where it's goofy cuckooville. You know, whatever I think is a fact. Oh, okay. Yeah, you live in that world, whatever you think is a fact. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Uh-huh. Sure. No problem. But this is the whole thing here is... This is why this is so important, and there's a huge medical, a huge component that you have to be understanding. The supply chain is one of many things. Can you, you go over to the hospital, it's full. And guess what? You're over in the hospital, and 95% of those people have been vaxxed. So, you know, you're getting something done now, and it's taking forever. Can you imagine what's going to be like when this thing peaks in 2024? Can you imagine all the people who are going to be sick? Can you imagine what's going to happen to the doctor's offices? Oh, to the doctors, the nurses, the accountants, the people that clean the floors? I mean, they had a huge compliance here in our hospital, and everybody bellied up to the bar. And in North Carolina, it was special because you could get an exemption, but a lot of people didn't bother. I don't want to fight it. You know, in North Carolina, you can ask for an exemption, and it's law. You cannot judge somebody's religion. We're not going to accept it. Sorry, you're making a judgment on my religion. You don't get to do that. Right? So I guess somebody wrote me and said, boy, I don't know how you handle all this. I said, well, I have to know the truth. I have to know the truth to navigate the truth.
That's true.
And then you have all this war thing, and that's a whole other thing. And they may push the war for a variety of things, class of the currency. Everybody will be waking up to, oh, my God, what's been done to us? And they're going to wake up to it. And you're saying they won't, but they will. They're going to. You've already had big-time Democrats wake up to it. What is it, Tim Robbins, who basically came out? You don't hear anything from him anymore. He got two shots. And he's an Academy Award winner or nominee award winner, whatever, you know, the Shawshank Redemption dude, which is a great movie, and he was fantastic in it, incidentally. But, you know, he's like, I mean, it wasn't a good idea. We were told this is a good idea. It wasn't a good idea. And they're forcing this at SAG and AFTRA and colleges, and they're still forcing this stupid stuff. They want you dead. They want you dead.
That is true.
What did Kamala say? In order to fight climate change, this is the vice president. You have to assume that, well, she's the vice president, so you got to have more than a, you know, a C average student, right? She passed the bar. Yeah, we need to have depopulation to fight climate change. Oop, said the quiet part out loud. She did. You can go Google it.
I know. You know, I saw it.
You had other people like Deborah Birx sat on Fox in the mid 2022. Birx, B-I-R-X, Dr. Deborah Birx. Okay, mm-hmm. Sat on with Neil Cavuto and sat on the air and said, "I always knew that the CV-19 vaccine wasn't going to help. Wasn't going to offer protection against infection." And she said it. You know what? Wait. 676 million injections later, you knew it wouldn't work. Think about that. She said it. You can go Google it yourself. Don't believe me. No, she also says in her book, we made up that whole 6 feet thing. Could have been 6 feet, 10 feet. Could have been the math. That's we knew true. It didn't work. We just made that up.
Yes.
That Mark Crispin Miller got crap from his colleagues at NYU because he said it was a form of propaganda. That they put a mask on because they knew it wouldn't work. He wouldn't wear it.
Yep.
Oh, man, they gave him, whoo! Another Democrat, no longer a Democrat.
Even Fauci said the mask didn't work at first. Then he changed his mind, of course.
Of course he did, because they needed people to be fear. And you see it right now. I still today, people are walking in with a mask on, and I just think to myself, thank you for telling me that you're fully vaccinated and boosted.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
What is happening in this, all this thing, and then add all that to what's going on in the Ukraine and how we're marching towards war. And, we are marching towards war, and we're marching towards a nuclear exchange. I mean, we're sending, we just had the approval, Jake Sullivan announced that they approved F-16s, which are capable of carrying nuclear weapons, tactical nukes. Okay, well, so you're just going to hit us with a little nuclear weapon. That what you're telling us? You know, nuclear weapon, a tactical nuke is a big weapon, right? It's bigger than any conventional bomb, and a daisy cutter. And so you're going to drop some nukes on Russia. We already have droning of Moscow. Now, you know the Ukrainians don't have a drone program. They're not doing this on their own. So how long is Russia going to allow the United States to drone their capital? How long do you think we would allow Russia off an aircraft carrier or a submarine or whatever to send drones to our capital and fire missiles into our capital? How long do you think that would go on for? But it's okay for us to do it. I mean, listen, I'm not anti-American. I love America. These weasels that are running it are moronic. They're crazy. Lindsey Graham is an absolute nutball. The best money we spent killing Russians. She said that, quote. And I'm not a Democrat. Trust me, I'm not a Democrat either. But I'm not a rhino. I mean, this is absolutely insane what they're doing. And wait until one of these nukes hit, you know, when they hit a city near you, there are no more Democrats and Republicans. There are all survivalists at that point. So.
Greg, what you've been saying is all true, and you're putting together very well. But it just makes us realize we're in it up to our eyeballs already.
It's unbelievable. I mean, and the lies that this KJP, who's basically claimed to fame as I'm gay. Okay, fine, great. I'm glad you're gay. But good for you. Now, can you answer some questions about what the hell is going on? And the answer is no. And so, what do we? Don't ask any hard questions because you're racist or you're homophobic or no. I just want to know why you haven't arrested Hunter Biden. why isn't that going on? You know, why are you doing this, staging the FBI at this J6 where there's 100 FBI agents watching the most? It's the biggest attack on our democracy ever. Didn't you have 100 FBI agents there? Yes. Why didn't you stop it? But because, you know, we wanted to prosecute people as a chilling effect for how dare you ever complain about our stolen elections. That's what they're doing.
That's true. That's very true.
So, and they're trying to do the same thing. What, Nestle, the attorney general in, what Michigan is saying now, that people, that the electors that decided to withhold their vote because they were worried about, you know, all the reports of them putting up cardboard over the windows and kicking out the Republican vote watchers, poll watchers, and all, and the votes coming in the middle of the night the next day, and nobody verifying signatures, and oh my gosh, and then she is, that the electors were, well, we're sure where we want to vote for Biden either, because we're not sure that the election was legit, and of course it wasn't. And but she's eight felony charges on 19 older people, 18 felony charges, eight felony charges apiece, I believe is the reporting on that. But multiple felony charges for these electors. You got to be kidding me. Now, why are they doing that? Because they're going to cheat again, and don't you dare question it. You just sit there and say it's a legitimate election. And that's the other thing. Finally, I just want to bring up this idea. You keep seeing this number in the polls. That Biden has 40%. I didn't stop it. Stop with that. Biden has, according to two sources, one of them is Martin Armstrong, between 9 and 9.5%. That's the real numbers, folks. And when you say what it has, how come we're not? Because they lie. I have one person that works for big tech, and you'd know his subsidiary company, who they work for, is how they all know this number. They know what the real numbers are. It's 9%. And then Martin Armstrong, it was 11%. It's down to 9.5%. So I got two really good sources for this, right? And so that's the real number. So when you start looking at all the crazy that's going on, you know, you think, wow, how are they going to get somebody with a 9% approval rating? He doesn't even have a majority, not even close, of his own party. How are they going to navigate this? Well, the cheating is going to be over the top in your face, even more than it was the last election. That's what it is. Or they're going to have a war. Now you saw Lieutenant General Michael Flynn say he thinks there's going to be a false flag. He thinks there's going to be a way for them to put off the election. War, false flag, something big. Steve Quayle's been on radio for 30 years. He says, my military sources are saying the exact same thing. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn is saying they're not going to have an election in 2024. There's no way. And I think the reason why? Well, because 9% approval rating, and what will it be then? 7%? 6%? 3%? I don't know. It ain't going up. That's the prism you look at this in. Don't believe these polls where 40%. Biden is hovering at 40%. No, he's not. No, he's not. And please don't believe they're going to cut interest rates with the dollar tanking 6% in the last, 10 days? Melody, unbelievable. People think, oh, we're going to cut interest rates and happy days are here again. No, they're not.
Nope.
No, they're not.
Now, when the market's where it's at, they're not. Why would they? There's no
need
to.
The dollar.
Yeah, well, they'll protect Wall Street first. And it's when when they can't protect either, that's when they'll both drop. But it'll be a back and forth deal. It'll be a back and forth.
People keep saying that they'll protect the market. I am not sure they're going to do that. I'm thinking we can let inflation rage. This is before the election now. So we can have gas at $10 a gallon and we'll protect the markets. Or we'll protect the dollar. And they're going to protect the dollar.
It depends on which falls the most. I mean, to the point that they can correct. They'll correct the one that they can. They'll pay attention to the one that they can. Right now, they're able to keep the stock market strong. But, yeah, I mean, to some degree, yeah. I mean, but the dollar's got a long way to go. I mean, back in 2011, the dollar broke down to 70. So that's my, you know, that's how much
can
leeway
they
have.
Can you imagine what the dollar would do now if it broke to 70?
Yeah. Can't imagine.
We have a whole totally different economy with dollar at 70 back then. What was gasoline in 2011? $2 a gallon?
Yeah. And was our debt? $11 trillion?
Yeah. Yeah. I love being on. Thanks for having me on. Bye,
Greg.
Bye, Silver. Bye, Fidelity.
We missed you, Greg. We missed you. You'll have to come back soon. USAWatchdog.com. Greg Hunter. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. Got me.